there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger today has sold out thousands of venues all over the world with his comedy shows. He is loved by everyone, including me. Please welcome on board Michael McIntyre!
This is the final call for passenger Michael McIntyre. I said this is the final call for passenger Michael McIntyre.
I feel bad about pulling you away from the crown. Are you loving it?
The last, I think, one episode. How many have you watched?
I've had to ration myself because, you know, and I'm on to series four now. I didn't really like series three. Controversial, I know. But I feel Diana has added a whole different ball game to it.
She's mesmerising.
Yes.
She's a brilliant actress. She's got her right down. I think all the actors do an amazing job of it. Maggie's very good. She's got the walk, I think. It's quite fun because that adds another thing to enjoy it. You're not just watching the plot. You like seeing like William and Harry just popped up and they look like them. And then there's the old politicians.
Yes.
It's a bit of a sort of, you know, looky likeys.
But the trouble with me is I feel that Gillian Anderson has started a bit too breathy for me. And I'm one of those people that sort of holds my breath. And I was worrying at one point whether I did have COVID because she's like talking like this. And I find myself holding my breath as well. And I'm like, oh, Paul, have I got COVID? Because I'm feeling quite breathy. But it's because of her performance.
It is a little bit symptomatic, isn't it? Because she does actually disappear. Sometimes she's definitely got in too breathy. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
It's quite... Have you tried a Maggie? I mean...
Vanity.
Yes.
It went a bit Johnny Baker's
towards the turning.
Yes.
Alan, do you find that you start speaking like the royals, though, for like a few hours after you watch it?
I did do a few eye rolls like Diana when I wanted Paul to get me some ice cream out of the fridge.
It's a slightly tilted head and then the big wide eyes. But no, I just sort of, there's a natural sort of way of speaking, isn't it? Where and you get quite into it for a while, but not for a laugh, not mimicking it. And my wife and I are doing it all evening, but not for a joke. We just actually sort of half stuck. Everything's rather this. These are rather good. I'm rather thinking we should rather go. It's quite hard to shake it off.
Yeah, Paul asked me something and I went quite. I've never actually said quite to anything before. The weather's got a bit cold. Quite. So I put my headscarf off and rode off on my pony. So listen, you know what this podcast is about. You don't really, do you? It's about a holiday.
I'm just very excited to talk to somebody. Can I do all my Zoom jokes?
Do your Zoom jokes.
There's not many. There's just two, really. So I always do this at the beginning. This is the classic. Do a little bit of a temperature reading just to make sure everything's good.
You've got the gun.
Of course I've got the gun, Alan. The gun is so fun. You know, the problem with the gut, because my son actually did have a fever, but he didn't have corona. And I do it to the whole family all day just for a laugh, because there's something so satisfying about holding a gun, basically. But when he actually had a fever and I didn't know what happens, it goes crazy, Alan. The whole thing lights up red and like sirens go off and it flashes at you. It was one of the most frightening experiences of my life. But it's fine. He didn't have it.
Because, you know, with the first lockdown, I, you know, and we'd all been away from everything, and I got my first presenting job after lockdown, and I went to the BBC, and then I go in that back little bit, and I go over, the girl jumps out with a mask on and points the gun to my head. Now, I didn't know you had the gun. I mean...
But then it looks very futuristic, the ones with the shields, when they've got the shields. I went to a fancy restaurant when they had that little, you know, that section of the year when we were allowed to leave the house and go.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was like going into sort of Star Trek or something. Yeah. And they all stand there and they're all pointing these sort of ray guns at your head. But then they undercooked the chicken, which I thought wasn't fair because I had managed to come at the correct temperature. And I was calling them over. I was like, can you point that gun at this? Because I think that's a bit pink. But Alan, isn't it lovely that they've invented these? Because if this pandemic happened when we were younger, we'd have had to have the mercury one all the time. Yeah, under the tongue situation.
Oh, that.
The old classic.
Oh.
They would have to have that in the mouth for a minute. So this is so much more convenient.
But I love that more than the swab thing because the woman came round and she stuck the swab up and she said it's for a whole minute and I ended up farting in front of her kids because the nerves and the tension of having it shoved up. Because you put it in at an angle, I thought you just rammed it right up like
a periscope. This is the COVID test in your nose.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a very, very, it goes to a place where things aren't supposed to go.
No.
It's tickling your brain a bit. It's right. It's a horrible, it really is horrible. But I have like a terrible gagging thing as well. So I was in a terrible state.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they came around and did. But that's very fortunate you had somebody come, somebody came around to do it to you.
Well, they thought I had it, but I didn't. So they sent... And then getting back to Diana, I always think those masks that they wear remind you. Remember when Diana was after all checking out all the landmines?
Yes. No, that's so funny you should say that because she just did that, I think, in the episode I watched. Was it in that? I just saw her doing that. It made me immediately think of it. Yes, though she was prepared.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I'm only up to three now where she's gone to Camilla to that restaurant. And do you know what the restaurant was called?
What was it?
Menage a trois.
Yes, it was.
And she goes, I love sharing everything, Diana. I share everything.
That was very good. I didn't realise it was called Menage. I'm very, very bad at picking things up in TV or film. And I actually think that's good because I enjoy things more because I'm just blown away by the simplest plot twists. I never, my wife works everything out so early and I have no idea ever. Everything's over my head.
But
so now in this year when no one knows what's going on.
But did you believe that Diana would come out dressed as like a nymph?
No, I didn't know. Because I mean, they've obviously had a lot of artistic license. That was a very strange opening with her hiding behind flower pots and things.
Yes.
I'm in Midsummer Night's Dream. What? Bottom. I was bottom. And I was like, did this even happen?
Well, I think a lot of it didn't happen. They just... cobbling it together and metaphorically explaining the story. But it's dramatised and it's very entertaining. But then most things are entertaining. I mean, we're sort of running out of telly. It's just nice to have something new.
Yeah. Yes.
But we've got to be careful not to binge it. I mean, I'm going too fast. That's my problem.
Yeah, I'm one every couple of days.
You've got to ration it, otherwise it's all gone. Did you watch the chess thing on Netflix, the Queen's Gambit?
No, that's enough, the Queen's Gambit.
Yeah. I rushed through. I did that very quickly. Too quick.
What do you like with old subtitles? Because I watched The Bridge, you know, about that woman who's cut in half on the bridge, one half in Sweden, one half in...
I have to really be running out of telly to have to read telly. I mean, the whole reason I'm watching telly is because I don't want to read. And to combine them, I've always found that very taxing. And I'm a very slow reader. So I have to, there's a lot of pausing.
Oh, no.
And I miss what's going on because if you're reading the bottom of the screen, you might as well just send me the script because I can't, why go into this huge production in Denmark or whatever it is, Norway, Sweden? It's always Nordic. You must have gigged in Scandinavia.
Oh, yes, Tromso and Trondheim and everything. And
I've watched so many of those murder dramas, Scandinavian dramas, that everyone looks like a suspect when you're there. Like the whole audience, you think, I think they did it.
But you get the impression, it's very intense there. And they all wear the chunky knits, don't they? Yes. And they all look quite similar. And I went there the only time that you didn't see any of the Northern Lights.
We're now inviting celebrities with small celebrities and any celebrities requiring special assistance to begin boarding at this time.
Vaccine on the way, Ellen.
Oh, I can't wait. Give me that vaccine. I watched your fantastic new show, Showman, on Netflix.
Thanks, Al.
Oh, it was so funny. And do you know what made me laugh? Because there's lots of travel on there. There's Auckland. And I had such a funny experience in Auckland. Never been to New Zealand before. What about that hotel? I don't think you ever said it because you're talking about the one with the dick. You can do the six dick up there. I'm next to the bungee jumping tower. Did you know that?
Yes, no, that's the same hotel.
Well, was you there when people were flying past the window? I was like, what? People are fucking killing themselves.
That's the I forget what it's called now, but it's in that complex. It's the same hotel. Did you not go to the dick?
No, listen, it sounds great. There's a big dick upstairs.
No, that's the hotel. Yes, no, it's crazy, isn't it? You didn't do it. You didn't jump off the...
No, but they need to tell you. I'm sitting there unpacking. I've never been to New Zealand before. You hear people screaming flying past the window. I'm like, how bad is this hotel?
But you know that Beyoncé did it.
They never told me that. Never.
Yeah, it's weird because I looked it up online and I don't know whether it looks... like it might not be Beyonce. It looks not quite enough like Beyonce, but it is, they say it's Beyonce. But anyway, they love telling you that. Because they do that in lots of these places, they'll tell you. Because we always, I suppose we're fortunate when we're touring in these places, we tend to stay in the nicest room. Isn't that fair? Is that fair back in the old days?
I went to Ripon and they put me in a presidential suite and I was like, what presidents have actually stayed in Ripon? But I'm... I wasn't complaining, but basically it was the same room, but there was a lovely grand piano in there, which of course, you know, all night I was composing. But it's nice. But yeah, you do get, but I didn't get that in Auckland.
It's not to say that it's a great hotel. It's just that when you tour in places, you have to stay in the best hotel, and often there aren't great hotels.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to be rude about Newcastle, but I did do a gig and it was Sunderland. It was a struggle. When you tour in Newcastle, where do you stay?
I think we stay at that Malmaison by the docks opposite.
Oh, right. You know, that's okay. I went further out.
Well, listen, it's always funny to stay in Newcastle city centre because I remember the first time I went there, I'm walking past, I think, a Yates's and there's a woman dressed as Christina Aguilera singing to Dirty, you know, with the chaps. It was 4 p.m. 4 p.m.
Well, the Geordies really like to have a good time.
Yeah.
And they're celebrated for it and they celebrate themselves for it. And I do like it up there. But yeah, I've struggled for hotel rooms up there. But yeah, they'll always tell you who stayed there before. And we just do the rounds back in the day. But speaking of holidays, I'm getting a bit depressed, obviously, because we can't go away. I've got this new iPhone, the latest one. Does your phone do this? It keeps giving me an old photo every day from the past, which just upsets me.
Yeah.
Because it's always from happier times now.
Well, sometimes they get it a bit wrong, though. I mean, I got one with my nan's funeral, a party scene, and then a monkey at a zoo, and it was... Yeah, it was like, and then like memories. And I was like, well, no, that is.
You don't want that funeral. Our phones are just really upsetting us every day now. Just either happy memories that we can no longer return to or really depressing ones that we're trying to get over. I really want to turn it off. A lot of those holidays are popping back up at the moment. And I, it's, yeah, I miss all that.
The cabin crew will be coming round in about 20 minutes' time to offer you a light snack and beverage, and the in-flight movie will begin shortly after that. I'll talk to you again before we reach our destination. Until then, sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Is there a place, once all this madness is over, that you will go, a holiday destination that you will go back? Or do you find that when... Because obviously you're international, you play everywhere... But is there a place that you go to, you go, right, this is not comedy, this is me just relaxing?
Well, it's always intertwined with the kids, although I can't call them kids anymore because they're 15 and 12. Well, they're teenagers, kind of, but they are still my kids.
Yeah.
So for years, obviously, holidays revolved around them and where they want to go. And if they're happy, then we're happy. So the places that we've loved to go, like, you know, tropical islands and things, they can be quite bored there. Yeah. So, I mean, I would have to take them. So I suppose our happy place. I've never said that before, Alan. I've never said that before. I've never considered a place to be my happy place. But we really liked going to Disney as a family in Florida. In Orlando, because they've just been so happy there, and when they're happy, we're happy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so.
Really,
that's that. I suppose is where, and we've had to cancel it twice this year. But that's, you know, for me, I would just want to be on a beach in the sun. I mean, I see my future. You know, when you go on holiday and there's that really brown, quite not old but aging couple.
Yes.
Always in the same beds. And they're too brown. They've gone too far. And they just sort of lie there all day reading.
Yes.
They never seem to move for the whole fortnight.
Yes.
I see myself as that as ending up that guy with a sort of pot belly, but it's such a brown pot belly that it actually looked kind of cool, a little bit. I'm not gonna go so far as a sexy belly, but it's brown, a big brown.
And the wife will be there holding foil.
Holiday guy.
The wife's holding foil, trying so she gets the suntan under her chin. I know those people.
That's exactly what. And they don't really chat much. They just chat about, you know, any new bites they might have picked up overnight.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I've got one here, and then they just go back to their books. But they're so at one at peace, and they're just getting browner and browner and browner. And there's cocktails in the afternoon. They're falling in and out of sleep. I feel like that's my future. I've always thought, that'll be me. And that, because I'm lazy, I think that. And I like having a tan.
And on your special on Netflix, you're so like me, you would just say, because, you know, you come out and the first thing you say is, oh, I really wish I'd lost some weight for this special. No, I'm like that on holidays, and I'm like, I am going to get, and I'm always the fattest by the beach. I'm like, I've eaten again.
Yeah, it's a tough one when you're in the pool and you got to get back to the towel. Because when you're submerged, everyone's kind of equal, you know?
Yes.
You might have the most incredible submerged body.
Yes.
You know, so I over the years, I've tended to go with the towel and I drop it off sort of, you know, near the edge somewhere so that I can reach it. But there's still a bit of a section where I've got to get that towel around me.
Yeah.
I dream of being somebody who, you know, sort of air dries and just walks around.
Well, the thing with me around Christmas time, because I always holiday in January, I've got that Christmas weight and I've got the New Year's Eve weight. So, and I always end up going up a cup size over Christmas. So when I wear my towel, I put it like a horseshoe round my neck so it covers the breasts.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Something's happened to me in the last, because I filmed this TV show, which, as you know, because you were on the last one we made.
It is so good, Michael. It is so good.
When was it, though? 3 weeks? Not long ago.
No.
Well, I've put on so much weight since then. Something's happened. And last night I had to do the Jonathan Ross show, and I had that terrible thing where I literally had to go through every one of my shirts. All my shirts ended up discarded, and I couldn't get one that I was happy. It's the sitting down when when things start to go wrong. I'm okay standing, but once you sit, it all goes a bit, you know, a bit Buddha.
Yeah. Well, I did RuPaul's Drag Race, and you know, you've always, as a judge, and you've always got to wear something flamboyant. So I'm putting this shirt on, and the woman says, "Oh my God, I've got this bar, metal bar with two stars on it. Put it through the holes of the top of your shirt. It looks so rock and roll." So I go, "Wow, of course, my chin is coming down, touching the star spike. It's like one of those dogs, you know, when you try to press the button to give it a shock so it doesn't bark. And I could feel it every time. Ow. And I'm like, Alan, this is too much.
That's awkward. Yeah. You've got to be careful. Because I think when you have a well-cut suit, it can sort of, you can get away with stuff and you don't realise that things aren't going so great. But yeah, this is the lockdown thing. So we've got to get fitter, Alan. I mean, that's just, I just like to say that out loud. But Joe Wicks was on that show with me last night. He's, you don't want to sit next to him.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Well, I had to sit next to him. Well, I say sit next
to him. Oh, no, that sounded awful. No, I thought, I know, sitting next to him. I mean, he's a lovely bloke.
Oh, he's absolutely charming. Oh, but he doesn't make me look thinner.
No. Shit.
What about the best shape? Because I've been in good shape. You've been in good shape. You're not in terrible shape. When were you at your very best? When were you not taking a towel to the pool?
When I got so fat that actually I went and did the juicing thing.
Very good.
And I went to see a woman, and she was the woman who got Meghan Markle into shape for her wedding day. She's absolutely brilliant. And she told me what I had to eat. And I just had to do it. I was starving, but it's all about insulin and everything. And the weight dropped off. But, you know, I change my diets throughout the day. You know, I will have a carb here and a carb there. But, you see, yeah, I mean, people have to tell me. It's that sad.
You know, but lockdown was difficult.
Yes.
So what were your sort of culinary vices?
It was honestly just biscuits, and I was just getting depressed, and then just biscuits and ice cream, tub of ice cream every night.
Right.
Lasagnas.
There's this chocolate bar, Alan. I mean, I feel like I have to send you one. They're so good.
What's it called?
I'm just trying to look up. It might be called Chocotone or something.
Have you had an orange twirl?
No.
Oh, my God. Orange twirls.
Orange twirl. Well, I need to recommend this. It's called Tony's Chocolonely.
Oh, no.
Unbelievably good. In fact, we should get some money from them for mentioning it on this podcast.
And I'm right, Chocolonely. Why have you got lonely in the name of a chocolate? That's not that good marketing, is it?
I know, it's weird. Maybe that's why. Well, we can help them with the marketing. Yes, yeah, called Tony's Chocolonely.
Yeah. Green and red thing. And what's it like? Tell me, what other chocolate bars is it like?
It's like a brand new experience of chocolate. Oh. It really is. It's really chunky, but not overly. And it's just creates this event in your mouth that is just, you know, it was a huge help in the first lockdown.
Yeah.
And also, this is not chocolate or fattening, but I became also addicted to these pickles, Mrs. Elwood's pickles. You can get those at any supermarket. You can add it to anything, and it just makes it a party.
In first class, you will have an all-you-can-eat buffet, Wagyu beef, caviar washed down with copious amounts of Cristal. Thank you for flying Alan Air. For those of you in economy, you will be jet washed Ribena. So please do not put your hand up, just open your mouth and let the spray go in.
So where's your happy place away?
You know, I love I love Italy. Gorgeous people, gorgeous food, gorgeous wine.
Where in Italy?
Florence is absolutely amazing. I was meant to go with my mum.
Mm.
Because Paul hates anything historical. Just right. Give him a pool and his iPod or iPad and that, and he's happy. Well, I like to get a bow. So now I'm becoming one of those old gays that holidays with their mum and goes around art galleries and all that with my mum.
Because I'm a bit with Paul, I'm afraid. I'd rather just sit around. A holiday's a break. But that's good that you want to learn things and get some culture. And I've never been to Florence. Well, I've flirted with going so many times. There's some amazing hotels.
Oh, there's one on the hill, which used to be a monastery or a nunnery, which is absolutely stunning. Yeah. I mean, it is gorgeous. I mean, that is a real treat.
We went to Italy in the summer. We actually got to go on holiday. Mm-hmm. Did you get to go on holiday in the summer?
We had our little holiday in Thailand in January before all this madness. But I had loads of holidays planned because I love a mini break, you know, just nipping away to like Barcelona or something. So where did you go in Italy, my love?
Well, we went to, it's in Puglia. And we've been many times before, actually. It's a lovely hotel. Yeah, we were very happy there. There was a few problems with the hotel that we managed to get quite a few symptoms of the coronavirus without having the coronavirus, but we couldn't, because the food isn't great. So there's the sort of tasteless thing. But that was in conjunction with other things that happened, because obviously we're very hot there. But then the kids got rashes from the pool. I mean, it doesn't sound like a great holiday.
No, it sounds absolutely awful.
And we had sore throats from the aircon. So we put it all together and we were going to complain, but then we thought, these are actually all COVID symptoms. Maybe they'll probably throw us out the hotel and probably isolate us. But other than that, it's a beautiful hotel.
You're having a lot. What redeeming feature after you've told me about this? Why is it such a nice hotel?
The food for Italy is really not very good there. It's strangely tasteless. All of it tastes of nothing. It's like a trick. I don't know how they do it. So that's weird. But it's splendid. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I did run into a celebrity there. I always run into a few, actually.
Oh, who?
Well, I shouldn't say it on a podcast, but I might. Oh, well, once Madonna was there.
Madonna's been there.
Yes, that was a good reaction.
They didn't tell you Beyonce bungee jumped out the window, did you? Because
you believe
that.
Yes,
I googled it. It looked a bit like Madonna. She was a right diva, Ellen. You would have loved it.
Oh,
she closed down half the hotel and everyone was getting very upset. Going, what's going on? Why can't we go and eat in the main square? The hotel, they built this whole sort of village. It's an amazing place. Terrible food. And they probably won't let me come back. I can't say the name.
Text me the name when this is finished because I want to check it out.
But yeah, they said we've closed it for a private party and we were giving it the whole British. Well, excuse me, I'll pay for this hotel and I'm going to walk through the square. You can't ask me to walk around. I mean, it's public to me. You know, you didn't tell me when I was checking in that sometimes I can't use all of the complex. So I just walked straight past the geezer, giving it all that, and straight into the square. And then Madonna rides in on a horse. She's on a horse for her birthday party. And she just sort of rides in. I'm like, oh, my God, it's Madonna. So that was fun.
Good afternoon, passengers. This is your captain speaking. And on your right, you'll see Madonna on a horse.
I shouldn't say so much. I shouldn't be revealing all these things.
No, I know, because, listen, I found that with this podcast. I'm asking people, go and tell us your secret gems, and they do, and then they go, oh, no, because, you know, I'll be there next time they go. Cooey! Yeah. Now, before, obviously, because we have been talking loads, and I know your time is precious, but can I just say, Paul tells me off, so I don't know what it's like with you and Kitty, I will have a few wines and invite people to stay at my house. Are you that friendly on holiday or will you like? I'm like you. I say, Barbara, Ron, you are staying at my house next time you are in London. I've got an airbed. You are more than welcome. I've got my foot pump. I can do a Lilo. And Paul is like, do not invite those people. Do you keep your head down or will you invite complete strangers to your home?
Definitely people fall into two camps. That is a thing. I don't know what it's called, but definitely there's a lot of people that do what you do. They use holidays you get closer to people for some reason because you're relaxed and it's warm and you're drinking and you seem to feel like you've got so much in common. And well, it's a holiday romance, but it's like a social thing. It's yeah. the same principles of falling in love with, you know, Fredo. I don't know where that name came from.
Fredo?
Annalise.
Frodo?
I don't know who these people are.
I'm holidaying in Middle Earth.
I was trying to give you names of people you fall in love with on holiday. I felt Fredo is someone you would have fallen in love with on a holiday.
Lovely.
And I chose a lady called Annalise. Anyway, these aren't based on real people that I've met. The point is, you think this you're going to be with this person for the rest of time, and then everything changes rapidly, which is where the classic wrong number comes into play, where you give somebody the wrong number. And I have, maybe you've been given a few wrong numbers.
I have, that has happened to me. But also, I met this lovely couple in Corfu. I was like, you are coming to stay. And then I was contacting them an email, and then he just emailed back and said, this has to stop.
Oh my God.
So I think I was just giddy that I'd found some friends. How sad does that sound?
This has to stop.
Yes.
You were harassing people to come and stay with you. Because you're not, are you this friendly on these shores, on the British Isles?
Maybe I'd had a bit too much Sambuca, but we got on so well, and I was like, oh, are you back safely? You know, send, oh, do you remember that night when we were on the beach? Send. And then he went, this has to stop.
I mean, ultimately, you don't really want them to come round it.
No, it's
different to recreate those memories. They're all in and of a time. And that's what's nice about holidays when you have these sort of little fleeting contact.
And I've never heard from Fredo and Annalise again.
When you don't want to, and or if you don't like, that's always a tense thing.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying to this couple, they were going, oh, don't you just hate it when Brits come over here and they don't try the food? I mean, me and Paul were in like Mykonos, and they were like, oh, you know, don't you hate it when Brits come and they don't try the food? And they were like, yeah, it's disgusting. Not once, but twice, they saw us having a curry in this hotel. In this hotel restaurant as they were walking past. Hi. Because I will agree with people, but I'm such a hypocrite. Oh, yes, it's disgusting. So I'm tucking into a lamboon.
Run into many celebrities?
Do you know who I bump into all the time?
Go on.
Mark Ronson. You know the DJ?
That's a very cool... He might be the coolest man on the earth.
Listen, I was on this island in Vietnam, which I took two planes and a boat, and then he is there. He comes out, and because I'd seen him all over the world, we always seem to stay at the same place, we both couldn't believe it.
That is very cool.
I know that. Listen, not Madonna coming in on a horse. That's pretty cool.
Well, no, I think, but I've got one that's not as cool. Jamie Theakston, I keep running into.
Oh, right, okay.
No, it's not quite Mark. Well, he's a charming man, but it's not Mark Ronson, is it?
Was he on a horse?
He wasn't on a horse. I was doing my breaststroke, and I was recognising him every time my head came out of the water. I was like, oh, Theakston again. Yeah, it's weird how you do run into the same. There's a sort of circuit. But listen, if we can get back on it. I tell you a strange place that I'm always very embarrassed to say that I like.
Oh, okay.
And it always comes with a caveat. Every time I say that I'm going there, I feel like I need to explain myself. It's like I'm getting something off my chest or something. But we do really... I feel embarrassed to say it. But we really, really like Dubai.
Oh,
I know. It's terrible.
I've had a lovely holiday in Dubai. But
I think it's this one hotel. In fact, it's this one room. I never thought I'd be the kind of person that goes back to the same room, but we've been to the same room for like 10 times. We love it there. The kids have like grown up in this room. We're very happy in Dubai.
What about that water park? I went on that water park. Have you seen it where you go in the tunnel where the sharks are?
Yes, absolutely. Well, they're not with you, but yes, that's...
Well, they're near enough, behind glass.
It's all a bit fake there, but it works.
If you want a bit of winter sun, it's perfect, isn't it, Michael? If you want a bit of winter sun...
See, it's about now we'd start Googling that, but now we can't.
I know, we're stuck here.
Because most of holidaying is about looking up holidays, you know, and yeah. dreaming about them, finding hotels and TripAdvisor reviews, endless. Yes. Have you ever been tempted to write one? A TripAdvisor?
No, I haven't. But okay. No, the thing is, I mean, it does get on your nerves when someone gives Stonehenge one star because there's not a toilet.
No, because every nowhere's got, you know, all good reviews.
No.
So there's always a concern. And especially when you get involved in the candid photos as opposed to the... I mean, just that word candid. Because there's like the official photos and it looks literally... Every place looks unbelievable. You're about to book it. Yeah. And then you're like, I'm just going to have a quick look at the candid photos.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, it's actually a prison.
But you never look at the three star ones. It's always the ones and the fives, isn't it? So if you've got a three star hotel, no one really bothers, but one yeah. star.
You're... It's like when you're buying a house and you get the brochure and it shows how amazing it is. And then you get a survey done and they yeah. take all these photos of like the loft and the insulation and the side passage. And you're like, this place is a shithole. Tiles falling off the roof. Why? None of this was online. At Knight Frank originally. But yeah, but what about the people? What about people who do that on their holiday that write the reviews? That, I mean, it's a certain type of person, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I just don't go back. I'd like to have the time to write a review, but yeah, I just don't know how I feel. But then you get those nasty people who say, give me an upgrade or I'll slag it off on TripAdvisor. What about those?
Well, exactly. I had a person in this place in Mallorca, and I was looking at the reviews while I was there, which is, I don't know why I was doing that.
You know how to have a good time, Michael.
And there was a person, the latest review was by somebody waiting in reception who hadn't been served. And they were actually giving a one-star review going, I'm still sitting here waiting and I think the service here is appalling. So I went to reception and I saw the person there right in real time doing their one-star review.
That's too much.
Because you get the thing, don't you, when the management starts to respond, they go, we're sorry for your complaints, but we didn't. The general manager will.
Yeah, yeah.
We always pride ourselves on...
Yeah, I love it when they give it back. No, and then there's some, aren't they, where they go, you have done this before. You have slated us before for no reason. Please stop. It's a bit like me when I tried to contact Fredo and Annalise. This has to stop.
This has to stop.
Would you like anything off the duty-free trolley, sir? Oh, you should definitely have some Factor 50. You're very pasty. Thank you.
Now, listen, should we do the quick fire round, which just doesn't make any sense, but it makes me laugh.
I'm ready for quick fire, Adam.
Chicken or beef?
Oh, chicken.
Desert or ocean?
Ocean.
Sunset or sunrise?
Oh, God.
I know. I told you these are...
Definitely sunset.
It's got to be, isn't it? With a nice sun... Do you have a nice cocktail when you watch the sunset?
Isn't it? Well, yes, exactly. I mean, what do you do at sunrise? What the hell are you doing up at that time?
I know, yeah.
You should have gone to bed or you should have woken up later. I mean, how many sunrises have you seen in your life? I might be on two or three.
Yeah, I'm never like, no, I don't really get that. And I'm not an early... Well, you just got out of bed.
I tell you, you know when you've got a problem when you're having sunrise cocktails?
Yeah, you need to go to sleep or change That's some of your lifestyle choices. Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Oh, not on your Nelly.
Mile High member or non-member?
Oh, non-member.
What? I'm joking. Street food or foreign muck? Are you adventurous? Are you like, oh, look at this man with his wok in the gutter. I'll have some of those prawns. I don't care. Or you're like, oh, no, I'll bring my own sandwiches.
Oh, right. I'll bring my own sandwiches. but then towards the end, the waft, the odour will seduce me to maybe have some kind of rice-based recently woked dish.
Oh, pad Thai, that's quite nice, isn't it?
Do love a pad Thai.
Lanesborough or Lilo?
Lanesborough, but the Lilo's on land.
Yeah.
I'm not drifting.
No, you're not...
I'm definitely going to be in a hotel and not a hammock.
Okay.
I've slept on hammocks. It's no fun. There's a lot of mosquito bites.
Oh, I remember doing in Mexico in a hammock, and then, you know, when you need a wee and you've got to get out the hammock to go for a wee. And then I went to put my sandal on and I went, oh, my God, the sandal's moving. And it was being moved by a giant spider.
When was this Mexican hammock adventure?
Oh, when I was a backpacker.
I did that in Mexico too. How old were you?
Oh, what was that, about 20, 24, 25? And I was telling people, oh, my God, you'll love Tulum. It's so quiet. There's huts there. You've got the... I mean, I didn't know it is now the Vegas of Mexico. I mean...
And I did exactly the same thing. I did the Tulum thing and we slept on the beach and I got bitten the hell out of. Did you go to a place called Zipolite?
No, but I went to Isla Mujeres, the island of women.
Ooh, that was a mistake.
I was very bored. Get me out of here.
Did you go to Zihuatanejo?
What's that?
Zihuatanejo is the place where I forget the name of the actor in the Shawshank Redemption.
Can I just stop you, Michael? I'm going to stop you there.
What?
They tell me in Isla Mujeres, that is the beach at the top when they find him by the boat, Tom Robbins?
What's his name?
Rob Robbins?
Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
Well, I'm afraid I think it's Zihuatanejo where he went, and that's where I went, and they told me it was there. And the thing is that makes me convinced, Alan, that I'm right and you're wrong, is in the movie, The Shawshank Redemption, he says, I'm in Zihuatanejo.
I've been bloody conned.
And I should also tell you that Madonna and Beyonce were there at the same time, and we had a similar conversation.
She was bungee jumping on a horse.
Yeah, look, it's understandable that beach resorts in Mexico will claim... I mean, I went to an island when we were travelling there called San Pedro, and they were claiming that that was the one from the Madonna song when she goes, I fell in love with San Pedro. And she...
Stupid. I've told everyone I was on that beach.
But it's called Zihuatanejo. It might be right next to it. Why don't we look them up? Maybe they're right next door to each other. What's yours called?
It was called Isla Mujeres, Island of Women.
So it's an island?
Yes. I'm going to put it in there. Isla Mujeres.
I'm looking up Zihuatanejo, but God knows how I spelled that.
I mean, how the hell do you even put that in? Siri, can you help me?
There's no way.
Shawshank.
Oh, yes. I found Zihuatanejo. I'm going to put Shawshank next to it.
Shawshank Redemption Beach in Mexico is closed due to public health. Well, yes, you're right. The Mexican beach... On the Pacific coast.
That's where you were lied to, Alan.
They saw me coming, but I bought the tea towel with it on and the fridge magnet now.
I'm sure you can take it back.
The in-flight movie today will be Shawshank Redemption. Filmed in Mexico.
Oh, player principal. Oh, my God. I feel so stupid.
So, yeah, that Zihuatanejo. So we stayed there. You were lied to. And then you didn't go to Zipolite. That was fun. The whole thing, did you do the same thing I did? Were you on buses a lot, like travelling on coaches and stuff?
28-hour. And then now, if someone told you you would be on a bus with one toilet for 28 hours, you would say, you are having a laugh. But back then you were like, nothing else to do. I had a backpack. I just got on it.
Were you on your own?
No, I went with my friend Catherine, who always needed a wee just as the coach was starting up. And then she was in the wee. And then we drove off and she was running behind. I was like, stop. My friend Catherine is in El Baño.
Yes. And we were always in, I say we, I'm just assuming you, I was always in fear of banditos. They kept saying that the banditos might run you off the road and steal everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's an offensive term now.
Oh, no.
Bandito. I just remember them saying bandito a lot. And now I keep saying it. I hope it isn't.
Full moon party or full English?
I'm going to go for the full moon party.
Ooh.
Yeah. I would, I really miss partying. I think something's happened to me physically. I'm just not allowed to party anymore. I just, you know, just the way I said it. Did you hear that? Yes. No one should be allowed to party who says, I'm not allowed to party. But I think within me, I really want to dance on the beach all night.
Yes.
Well, and I think dancing is a great thing. And I don't know how we can do it, Al, but certainly in lockdown, we should be dancing around. I suggested it to my family. I was like, we should have a time in the day where we put on loud music and we all dance. And that was met with negativity.
Oh, do you know what? Thank you so much, Michael. You've given me so much of your time. I really appreciate it. I know you're not doing anything, but...
I've really enjoyed talking to you and ruining your, Shawshank Redemption story's gone, isn't it?
I doubt on that.
You can burn your tea towel.
Thanks for listening to Life's a Beach. If you loved it, please subscribe. If you hated it, piss off.